Turn with me in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 13. Joshua chapter 13, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. This is the land that yet remaineth: all the borders of the Philistines, and all Geshuri, from Sihor, which is before Egypt, even unto the borders of Ekron northward, which is counted to the Canaanite, five lords of the Philistines, the Gazathites and the Ashdothites, the Eshcolonites, the Gittites, and the Ekronites, and the Avites. From the south, all the land of the Canaanites, and Merah, that is beside the Sidonians, unto Aphek, and the borders of the Amorites. And the land of the Giblites, and all Lebanon, toward the sun rising, from Baal Gad, under the Mount Hermon, unto the entering, unto Hamath. And all the inhabitants of the hill country, from Lebanon, unto Mizrephoth Mayim, and all the Sidonians, them will I drive out from before the children of Israel. Only divide thou it by lot unto the Israelites for an inheritance, as I have commanded thee. Now therefore divide this land for an inheritance unto the nine tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh, with whom the Reubenites and the Gadites have received their inheritance, which Moses gave them beyond Jordan eastward, even as Moses the servant of the Lord gave them, from Aroer, that is upon the bank of the river Arnon, and the city that is in the midst of the river, and all the plain of Medeba, and unto Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, which reigned in Heshbon, unto the border of the children of Ammon, and Gilead, and the border of the Geshurites, and the Maacathites, and all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan, unto Salcah, all the region of Og in Bashan, which reigned in Ashtaroth, and in Edrei, who remained of the remnant of the giants, for these did Moses smite and cast them out. Nevertheless, the children of Israel expelled not the Geshurites nor the Maacathites, but the Geshurites and the Maacathites dwell among the Israelites until this day. Only unto the tribe of Levi he gave none inheritance. The sacrifices of the Lord God of Israel made by fire are their inheritance, as he said unto them. And Moses gave unto the tribe of the children of Reuben inheritance according to their families. And their coast was from Aroer, that is on the bank of the river Arnon, and the city that is in the midst of the river, and all the plain by Medeba, Heshbon, and all her cities that are in the plain, Dibon, and Bamoth Baal, and Beth Baal Meon, and Jahaza, and Kedemoth, and Mephaath, and Kirjathaim, and Sibma, and Zareth Shahar, in the mount of the valley, and Beth Peor, and Ashdoth Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth, all cities of the plain, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, which reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses smote with the princes of Midian, Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, which were dukes of Sihon, dwelling in the country. Balaam, also the son of Beor, the soothsayer, did the children of Israel slay with the sword among them that were slain by them. And the border of the children of Reuben was Jordan, and the border thereof. This was the inheritance of the children of Reuben after their families, the cities and the villages thereof. And Moses gave the inheritance unto the tribe of Gad, even unto the children of Gad according to their families. And their coast was Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half of the land of the children of Ammon unto Aroer, that is before Rabbah, and from Heshbon unto Ramath Mizpeh, and Betonim, and from Mahanaim unto the border of Debir, and in the valley Beth Aram, and Beth Nimrah, and Sukkoth, and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, Jordan and his border, even unto the edge of the sea of Kinnereth, on the other side Jordan, eastward. This is the inheritance of the children of Gad after their families, the cities and their villages. And Moses gave inheritance unto the half-tribe of Manasseh, and this was the possession of the half-tribe of the children of Manasseh by their families. And their coast was from Mahanaim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jair, which are in Bashan, 70 cities, and half of Gilead, and Ashtaroth, and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan, were pertaining unto the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, even to the one half of the children of Machir by their families. These are the countries which Moses did distribute for inheritance in the plains of Moab on the other side Jordan by Jericho eastward. But unto the tribe of Levi Moses gave not any inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance, as he said unto them. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Well, this chapter is something of a geography lesson, if you would use it for study. It is certainly profitable for that, as you would by following these cities through, and as I've encouraged you to do recently, get yourself a Bible atlas and look through these areas. It will add a little bit of reality to your conception of passages such as this, the expansiveness of the inheritance of those tribes and so on, how it was that the Lord did provide greatly for them. But I want to talk with you mostly in this chapter about what takes place at the first portion of the chapter, and that is that Joshua is old, well stricken in years, and the Lord tells him, very interesting, your job is not done. You don't get a pass just because you're getting older. Get up and get to your duty. Your job is not yet done. You are a leader in Israel, so encourage your people to do their duty and to take the lands and to throw out the inhabitants as they have been commanded. Brothers and sisters, our duties do not grow slack when we grow older. Our duties are our duties at every age. Those duties may change. We may have different duties, but they are still our duties. And getting old doesn't leave us off of our duties. Second thing is notice the ill effect that not doing the duty has upon the children of Israel. Now, we don't see it here. We see it in subsequent chapters. But the refusal to throw out those Canaanites that were squatters on God's land was a stumbling block. It was something that cost the children of Israel greatly later on, because they ended up mimicking them. They ended up taking their sons and giving their wives to them. They ended up taking their daughters and giving them to their sons. They ended up intermarrying with the Canaanites and taking on their worship practices. And this becomes a stumbling block to the children of Israel. Well, there's a great parallel here. We are told in the New Testament to put to death our members which are upon the earth. We are told to mortify sin. We are told to replace bad thinking with good thinking. We are told to put off like a garment the old man and to put on the new man. We're told all kinds of things like that in the New Testament. And our refusal to do so is indeed costly to us as well. There are things, there are habits that you have that you know are not godly habits. Put them off and put on godly habits in their place. There are things that you enjoy, lawful things, and yet you may enjoy them overmuch. You may enjoy them too often. Put them in their proper proportion. Failure to do so is to say, I will tolerate these inequities. I will tolerate these sins. I will tolerate these areas of less obedience or disobedience. And to tolerate such things, well, is to set up to fail, is to set up to stumble, is to set up to do what the Israelites did, and that is to be content with less than what God says he's content with. So because they did not purge the land, they suffered for it, and because we do not purge ourselves, we suffer for it. Now the Lord has given us all kinds of means to help us to do that. He's given us his word. He's given us his spirit. He's given us one another. He's given us certain ordinances and practices and habits that we ought to build. And building those ordinances, building in those ordinances, and building those habits will help us in these areas. But the detriment of Christianity today is that we put our hand up and we say no, Lord, and yet we still want to confess him as Lord, even though we say no to him. We know what obedience is. We know what right is. And we content ourselves with apathy. We content ourselves with complacency. And we fail to drive ourselves, as Joshua is called, to drive himself to obedience. We resent correction and so on. This is something that we all struggle with in one point or in one degree or another. And so these are things that we need to think about. And we need to make application from the children of Israel here as to how they tolerated sin. And tolerating sin, it ended up being very costly to them. I can tell you on the authority of Scripture that if you tolerate sin in your lives, it will be costly to you. It will cost you. I don't know what it will cost you. That's up to the Lord. Now, his mercy is great. He does forgive even our rebellion against him, even our recalcitrance and stubbornness against him. He does forgive. Well, we could go on a long time on this topic. Jesus said, it doesn't make sense. You call me Lord, but you won't do what I say. It doesn't make sense. You call me Lord, but you don't love the things that I love, and you don't hate the things that I hate. It doesn't make sense. It's incongruous. The Lord tells Joshua here, what's up? How come you've stopped laboring? How come you've fallen off? Is it because you're old? Is that an excuse? Press on. And so to young and old, I say, press on. Do what the Apostle Paul says in Colossians chapter 3. Put to death your members that are upon the earth. Mortify those members that are upon the earth. Mortify your sins. Mortify. It doesn't mean be afraid of them. You know what the word mortify, when we say, oh, I was mortified, you know what we mean by that? It means we were scared to death, because the word mortify comes from a Latin cognate, comes into our language through the French. It means to die. Paul says, put to death, and he uses a Greek word, you can't mistake it, nekrosate, right? Necrosis, you've heard that word necrosis, when the flesh dies. Put that stuff to death. Don't tolerate it. Don't get it out and play with it. Don't treat them as your little darlings. If you do, that infection will spread. The surgeon must cut that out. All right, well, thus ends the reading then of Joshua chapter 13.